We saw continued funding for Everglades restoration. We also saw the creation of a chief resiliency office, and we also saw the governor make some appointments to look at how climate change is impacting our state. Perhaps most surprisingly, the governor's first veto was of a bill that would have prohibited local communities from regulating single-use plastic straws. That's the governor's first major action on single-use plastics that we've seen thus far. So that certainly signals that he's listening to local communities who want to protect their coasts and oceans and waters from the impacts of plastics pollution.
Let's talk about the bad, and probably the baddest of the bad in the minds of many environmentalists was the toll road bill that would mandate the construction of extensions of the Suncoast Parkway and resurrect the Heartland Parkway from Polk to Collier counties.
The tollway bill and an accompanying bill that makes it easier for developers to develop throughout Florida, essentially, is the largest expansion of Florida's highway system since the 1950s and will likely have devastating consequences on our conservation lands in North Florida and throughout the Gulf Coast, and a significant impact on our water resources, and likely lead to sprawl, which in and of itself has huge consequences on our waters, on our public lands. One of the biggest things we can do to protect our waters is to preserve conservation lands. And so building tollways that, quite frankly, we don't need in the state threatens those waters. The biggest disappointment is the lack of any legislation that would move Florida away from fossil fuels and towards renewable energy.
And the legislature really hasn't done much on that front at all, have they? It's been mostly left up to the free market.
Crickets. The state legislature did nothing this session to increase Florida's share of renewable energy like solar. Florida currently gets just over 1% of its energy from solar. 1%. That's embarrassing.
Governor Ron DeSantis has been in office only a few months now. Mm-hmm. He's kind of been a Jekyll and Hyde situation with the environment, some good, some bad. Mm-hmm. Is he kind of a cipher right now? Do you have any thoughts on which way he might go on the environment?
I think Governor DeSantis seems to understand how important the environment is to Floridians' quality of life and way of life. Given the scale of the challenges that we face, from the impacts of Hurricane Michael to the red tide and blue-green algae that devastated our coast over the last couple of years, we need a governor who will be bold, to use his own words, when it comes to tackling these challenges. While it's promising to see the governor allow local communities to tackle pollution from single-use plastic straws, the reality is that in Florida, local communities have no power to regulate or ban pollution from foam and single-use plastic bags, and that absolutely has to change. Nothing we use for a few minutes should pollute our oceans for hundreds of years.
Jennifer Rubiello is State Director of Environment Florida. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, Steve.